Hello, fellow Y-Walkers. I'm Tom Harrison. Welcome to the Walk Your Why podcast. Ah, a little out of breath, just walked up a very steep hill. It's a gorgeous night. Beautiful full moon. Walking home from my weekly meditation with my local Sangha. Just a wonderful group of people. Keeps me on my toes, keeps me inspired to maintain my daily practice. And it's just always another beautiful, I was going to say beacon of light, but beacons, like a number of beautiful lanterns helping illuminate my path. And hopefully we're doing it for one another and for the common good. And I love when the weather's nice to walk there and walk back. It's about an hour each way. So when I can do it, I love it. That's my practice. My weekly practice is to walk there and back. You know how life is, right? Doesn't always work the way we'd like. Sometimes I have other obligations. I really am very grateful when I can, right? I appreciate it. I'm so grateful to be able to take that time and have that meditative space, not just in our group meditation when we meet, but in the walk there and the walk home, like right now. So yeah, I just want to bask in this gratitude for a moment. And I hope you'll join me. Remembering we always have something to be grateful for. Yes, even in this moment. And if you're walking with me now, we can be grateful just for the steps we are taking, the actual physical steps we are taking. We can be so grateful that we are taking those steps. We can be grateful that we are taking those steps together. And there's many other things I'm sure you can easily find to be grateful for. In the moment, as I said right now, I'm so grateful for this full moon. Maybe it's not quite full, but hey, looks full to me. It's filling me up with joy. The stars, I'm beginning to see some stars. Wow, so grateful. The physicality, walking up that hill, you know. Hey, it was hard walking up that hill. But it feels so good to have done it. So I'm getting some exercise. The sound, the footsteps, reminding me, yes, I'm alive, I'm walking. And I'm not the walking dead. This I know. Because I've been there before. I know what it's like to be amongst the walking dead. Do you? So grateful not to be there. So grateful to be fully amongst the living. Oh, I'm grateful for the interesting things I see along my path. like, this is really funny, because there's this van, and it had this graphic, and as I'm approaching it, I'm like, how cool. This van with this giant Batman graphic, right? You know how Batman, he shines his bat light like against the building or even in the sky, and it's got the awesome bat that shows up. Like, this is so cool. This van has that bat image. That is awesome. Like, maybe this is the bat van. Whoa, how cool is that? And as I get closer, I realize it's something entirely different that really looks nothing like that when you get close. But I'm so grateful for imagination. It's so crazy. Wish I should have taken a picture of it, because it looks nothing like the bat symbol when you get up on it. But darn if it didn't look like it as I was approaching. Ha ha ha. Now that I think about it, if you were a Batman and had a bat van, wouldn't you be able to easily switch it to something else so people would be thinking, oh, wait a minute, I guess I didn't see that. Very clever, Batman. Man, that's awesome. Grateful to have experienced that. I'm grateful that, I don't know if you can hear the cars in the distance, but I'm so grateful there's this road. It's close enough to the main road that would be a little bit faster getting me home. But this is like very little difference walking. And yet it's so peaceful. I mean, nobody's come down this road after getting up the hill and started going down this road, I haven't seen a single car come along. I see them in the distance, but that's the distance. So I'm grateful that I've got my own road, at least for now. It's wonderful. It's peaceful. It's like my own path. And in many ways, it's unfolding before me because it's dark. And there's just a few, actually there's some street lights up ahead, but there haven't been any up until now. And so I've been using my flashlight on a kind of on a low beam, so it's not too bright, but so it's kind of like literally I'm just seeing a couple steps ahead of me, right, as they shine the light at my feet. That's kind of fun. And now I'm beginning to walk into a slightly more illuminated path with the street lights. I'm just so grateful for this whole experience. I'm grateful for the chill in the air. Oh, wow. Wow. There is a stunning redwood tree. I don't think I've ever seen this tree before. If I have, I'm seeing it in a completely different way now. Because it's dark. Oh, here comes a car. Let me pause this. Okay, so the car's gone by and I'm looking at this beautiful tree. I'm sure I've seen it before. But I'm seeing it in quite literally a different light. And it's so cool because it's illuminated, barely illuminated on one side by the street lights. So it's just enough that I can see that it's a redwood tree. And then it's cast against this deep blue indigo sky that didn't look like it had any lightness to it until I see now the tree against it. So I can see that the tree doesn't completely disappear in the sky, right? So the sky's a little bit lighter, but still the stars. And the stars are like gradually appearing. I mean, literally before my eyes, as I look into the sky, beyond this amazing redwood tree, and I see that there's a few around, but this one's by itself. Its friends are nearby, but not right against it. You know, many times we see these redwood groves, and they tend to grow in small groves that are part of larger groves. But many times we see there's multiple redwoods together, several, like a family. It's beautiful. And if there are others, I just don't see it. Maybe they're on the other side. But this stunning redwood that I feel is singing to me now, and it's as if it's singing out the stars as they truly appear. As I watch the sky, the stars appear. How beautiful, how amazing, how grateful I am for this experience. For those of you walking with me, I hope you are in a place that you love, walking in a place that you love, making the place you're walking a place you love. And if you're longing for that place to walk that you would love, I pray you'll find it. And I pray that until you do, you will be grateful. Nonetheless, you'll be grateful for the steps you can take. You'll be grateful for the places you can walk. You'll be grateful for the life you have. For the fact that you can take steps. And even if you're unable in this moment to take steps with your feet, with your legs, that you're able to take steps in life in any way you can, that you're able to move forward, that you're able to push ahead. And be grateful for the movement. Grateful for whatever progress you can muster. Grateful too to realize, to know that it's not about the progress. It's not about the destination really, even though you can be completely grateful for it. But simply about that next step and the next after that, about that next breath, that next amazing realization. Like this awesome old Model T parked in front of this house. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. What a cool car. That came out of the blue. You can probably tell I'm closer to the traffic now. So I think I'll pause until I get into a more quiet place and return. So I guess I've walked a couple miles since I paused the recording. And now I'm walking over a footbridge. I'm so grateful for this awesome footbridge that goes over this creek. And I'm grateful for the smell of the creek. I can tell by the smell that the water's receding. Right? It's a distinct difference. Because if it's very full, then the smell diminishes a bit. This particular smell I'm talking about. So really I'm talking about the odor of the mud, right? As the water recedes and more of the mud of the creek bed is exposed, and you smell the organic matter, the rich life that's there. And hey, you know, face it, sometimes in many waterways what we're smelling is a lot of toxicity. But thankfully here it's fairly clean, and it's just wonderful, rich, earthy smells. I can tell it's not all the way down in a court, and now I can begin to see the level. Before I couldn't see it, but now I can begin to see it, but I can already tell that it wasn't all the way down, that it was just maybe halfway. So I'm grateful for that. Grateful for this wonderful, invigorating breeze, but it's light. It's not windy, it's just a wonderful, invigorating breeze. And it feels good. You know, I've been walking steadily, so it's, you know, kind of built up some body heat and kind of warmed my body. And so I think if I was just standing still, I'd be kind of chilly. But now it's just a, you know, long sleeve shirt. No jacket. It just feels great. I'm so grateful for how it feels out here. Feels fabulous. And even though I'm invigorated, it's that kind of invigoration that is stimulating in a way now, right? Stimulating to my mind, it just feels wonderful. But it's the kind of stimulation that actually will help me sleep so much better, as opposed to the kind of stimulation that too often can take our attention. And I'm very guilty of this too often. When maybe you're watching a movie, we tend not to watch TV at night, but we're watching the television to see a movie, my wife and I. And too often we start the movie too late. We've already said we want to go to bed at a certain time. And yet, we want to catch the rest of the movie, but we started it too late. We paused and came back to it. And that kind of stimulation, all too often, watching that screen, and particularly if it's a lively movie, doesn't, for me, really help me sleep. Can make it hard to get to sleep. And even more so if I make the mistake of doing some emails before going to bed or social media. Ay, ay, ay. That does not help me sleep, right? But this kind of stimulation. Now, yes, I'm using a device to record, but I'm not paying any attention to the device. I'm grateful that I can record. And I am so grateful that I am getting that kind of fabulous invigoration of mind, body, and spirit now that will, I know, will help me sleep tonight. Because when I get home, I'm going to probably give my wife a big hug. I'm going to take a shower. And I'm just going to ease myself into bed. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do a little bit of journaling. And then, all of which I'm so grateful for. I'm so grateful to be presencing it now, to be reminding myself of these rituals, these nightly rituals that are so very important to me. So very grateful. I'm grateful now too for this path that I'm on now. And you can tell I'm going uphill, up some steps. But they're really cool steps. It's basically just, it's an earthen path. Earth and stone that's just kept in place by these wood risers. So it's very natural. But just enough human shaping so that it's easier to walk up, right? Beautiful path. Now I'm on the dirt path that leads up this hill. And it's dark now, but there's this beautiful full moon. It's providing enough illumination. It's amazing. I've turned off my flashlight right now. And there's just enough illumination that I can just barely see the path. And I know this path well enough to know that there's no major obstacles in the way. I know where they are. I hesitate to say that I could walk it blindfolded, but it's pretty close to that now. It's really fascinating how the grass at the edges of the path is barely illuminated by the moon, kind of outlining the path. I just slipped a little bit there, so I'll be careful. Because there's the dew, or the condensation that's come with the change of temperature. Pretty dramatic change of temperature I'm feeling now. It was a warm, sunny day. And now that the sun's gone down, it's been down for a couple hours now, I guess. It's beginning to get some condensation. And so the grass is beginning to get moist and slippery. Oh, I'm so grateful for this experience, for this dynamic. And I look forward to being able to do this again. This part, or this particular trail I'm walking on, I haven't been doing at night. This is the first time I've done it at night, returning from the meditation. Normally I'd take a different route. It would take a little bit longer, but it's along the road. And I guess technically maybe I'm not supposed to be on this path now. It's probably supposed to be off limits after sundown, so I'm not gonna turn back, I don't think. But I'll be mindful of that. And I'll be very respectful, of course. And I don't think there's any rangers out here at night, but I guess I'll find out. Now, one creature I've really wanted to see, which is nocturnal, which probably means if it's here, I won't see it. Anyway, because it's dark, right? Even if it's walking around like I am. And maybe it's not the best time to meet it because it's a mountain lion. But, oh, how I want to see one of those beautiful cats that I know are out here. Rarely seen. And probably would scare me out of my wits if I met it. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, I need to start paying attention to the path. And maybe I'm just rambling on, but I hope you've enjoyed this walk together. I hope you can feel the gratitude I'm feeling. I hope you can find so many things to be grateful for. I hope you noticed how much there is to be grateful for. Now, maybe you're thinking, well, you got a lot to be grateful for, Tom. You don't know how my life is. I hope you're not feeling that way. And if you are, please take this moment now to breathe with me. With the in-breath, be grateful for life, for breath itself. With the out-breath, let go of any thought that is less than gratitude. Let go of any notion that you have nothing to be grateful for. Let that go. And as you do, be grateful for the letting go. Breathe in. Gratitude for life. Breathe out and let go of anything less than gratitude. And keep stepping into gratefulness, no matter where you are. It's been a joy investing this evening walk with you. I am so grateful you were with me. Grateful for life. Grateful to be walking my why. To be walking our way together. Happy trails.